Exactly.
It's fine.
Yud Aleph Menachemov, Monday the 23rd of July, Dayan Yitzchok Silver, Hilchas Sadoka. In half an hour.
Shalom Avrochash, thank you for coming to listen. I'm going to try to go a little bit through Hilchas Tzedakah in Shulchan Aruch, but my main aim is, people are often confused. There are lists of who's first, who's last. Does this depend on how close of a relative the Oni is, the recipient? Does it depend on the cause that he needs the money for? Is it Pikuach Nefesh, or is it to marry off a Yosoima? And also the 8 levels in the Rambam of how you're supposed to be giving the tzedakah. So Hilchas Tzedakah starts in Yeredeya, Simen Resh Mem Zayin, and the Shulchan Aruch starts telling us it's how many mitzvahs it is. An interesting addition would be Rabbeinu Yoina in Shari Tshuva, Shah Gimel, Ois Lamed Hei, Lamed Vov. Even if one would give tzedakah, but one would not have rachmonis on the recipient, he will have various mitzvahs, but he will still have an aveira of leisa amitz levovcho besitcho loy. And even if he will have rachmonis on the recipient, if he will not have, it'll be difficult for him to part with his money. He's on lo yera einecho besitcho loy. So a yid is not just a chefza shel mitzvah. I need a kapora tzedakah tatzah mimoves. Where's the nearest oni? And you're supposed to really feel for him, and you're supposed to be happy to part with your money for his cause. The Shulchan Aruch says nobody ever got poor from giving tzedakah, and be careful because it's a wheel that goes round in the world from generation to generation, and people can't know where they or their children or grandchildren will be afterwards. And the Shulchan Aruch says anybody who has rachmonis on anim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachmonis on him, and the Haggah adds, do we not ask Hashem our whole shopping list in every Shemoneh Esra? So certainly we should be, when people come and ask us, Hashem's children, we should be opening our hands and giving them whatever we can. And Mida Keneged Mida, Kosh Baruch Hu will be Kol HaMerachim Al HaBriyos, Merachim Olav Min HaShamayim. Tzedakah, Shulchan Aruch says, it pushes away bad gezeiros and starvation, and it's Matzil Mimoves. Like happened to the Tzarfasis with Eliyahu Novi. Without talking about that story, the Gemara does bring, the Pasuk says twice, Tzedakah Tatzil Mimoves. The Gemara says that one of them is going on a Misa Meshuna. It saves you from dying, dying a difficult death. And the other one is it saves you from Gehenna. It's like if a sheep wants to go quickly through the water, so if we shear his fleece first, it'll be quicker. So too, if somebody gives tzedakah and sheds something in this world, it'll be quicker through Gehenna for him. The Ramah brings, you can actually test Hashem. No other mitzvah you can't test Hashem. If I do this, please give me that. But in tzedakah, b'chanuni no bazois. Now, the sources, if you start with the Torah and earlier, the sources of testing Hashem with tzedakah really go on testing Hashem with Maisa Tvua, B'chanuni no bazois. However, the Torah will bring it that it's also on Tzedakah, that's the Shit of Tosis in Tanis and many others. People like the Beis Yosef will ask, the Pesach Tshuva, all the way through the Rishonim and Acharonim, people are very excited about this. Do we say B'chanuni no bazois on all Tzedakah or only on Maisa Tvua, which they give in Eretz Yisrael? So the Ramah brings that it brings two opinions, and we do basically say, and I'm sure all of you recognize situations where you gave a lot of tzedakah, and afterwards you got your money, you got it back very quickly. So you can test Hashem. What I would like to add is that the Chofetz Chaim brings that the source of this is because you're giving Leman Yechezku B'Toiras Hashem. the you're giving money to the Koyanim, or in those days, or the Talmidei Chachamim nowadays, Lemani Chesku B'Toras Hashem. So the Chofetz Chaim wants to say in Avos Chesed that the main Bechanuni Naba Zois is only if you're giving your money to Amalei Torah, to people who are Mischazik with Bebeis B'Toras Hashem. So if you want to do Bechanuni, it would have to be to Talmidei Chachamim who are Amalei Torah and they need the money. Regular aniyim, it would seem there is no bechanun na bazois. Resh mem ches. Okay, there's a few interesting dinim over here, but I would like to, as I said, try to focus on, and I don't know what we'll have time for. We could come back here afterwards. Resh mem tes. How much tzedakah do you have to give? So we all speak about maisa and about chaimish. Well, if it comes from Maisa Tavua, then it would be Maisa. But if it comes from like any other mitzvah, then a person, Al Yavazbiz Yosef Chaimish, you can give up to a fifth of your money to Tzedakah, but not more. There are five Yotzei Min HaKlal. One is Amalei Torah, because it's like a Yosachas Vulun, therefore you are buying a product for yourself, just like you put out a lot of money for going on holiday, you would be allowed to put out more money for than a fifth. The main reason the Gemara says about not giving more than a fifth is because later you may become needy, and we don't want that. A person who's rolling in millions and will not become needy later if he gives more than a fifth, may give more than a fifth. If a person is dying, he may give a lot more than a fifth. It's a much bigger zchus to give the money when he's still alive than to have his yorshim give their money that they've yarshim from him, le'ilui nishmosoi. If a person is in a shasa sakone, he can give more than a fifth. It's like paying for a service. People do pay more than a fifth. Kol asher yesh lo yitein ba'ad nafshoi. So there are yotzei min haklal. I'm sorry, I don't remember the fifth one. But there are five yotzei min haklal. And Amalei Torah is the usual one. It's the one that all the Gedolei Yisrael always speak about. If you're giving to Amalei Torah, you may give more than a chaimish.
A fifth of what?
A fifth of your income every year.
You would. You
have to, when you first got the Famegan, you'll have to give a fifth on the Famegan. So let's say somebody just yarshened a few big buildings, he would have to try to give a fifth. I didn't want to get into this right now, but it's very complicated nowadays because everybody has limited companies. And there are two ways of taking your money out from your limited company would be either dividends or a wage. And it would seem that only on that you have to give Maisa. Now, of course, in the limited company, they can also give Maisa from the company money. So that makes it even more complicated. Now, of course, the company, hopefully, will go up in value over the years because his properties, the rent is coming in and paying off the mortgages, which is really a capital gain. They're also gaining in value. It depends where they are. But in most places in London, property is growing. So how do we give Maisa on all these extras? Basically, your real chiyuv is on cash. So if you the money that you're making, either from dividends or wages or any other way, that is the maisa, the money that you'd have to give the maisa on. The keren, that your big money you got first time, you'll give one time, and after that, the yearly income you'll be giving. Okay, so the chaimish is the best. And some say that b'chunin rabba zois is only on the chaimish or on the maisa. But it's not the best chaimish, something even better. That's deimach soyer yasha yechsar loy. If you have enough, you have to give him, even if he's used to getting a new Rolls Royce every year. He travels on the tube, but he's got it in his garage and sometimes uses it. So if that's his standard of living, and now he went bankrupt, so you do have to give him what he's used to, like Hillel Azokin gave him a horse, and usually had a runner in front of him. So Hillel Azokin was the runner because they couldn't find a runner. So you do Deimach Soyre Asheyef Saloy is what you're chayev. To Machlokes Rishonim, if it's a chiyuv on every individual or it's a chiyuv on the Gabbat Tzedaka. Gabbat Tzedaka have interesting chiyuvim. Sometimes they have to actually go and borrow or work hard to raise more money to be able to give out enough. So Deimach Soyre Asheyef Saloy, that means even if he's a bocha to find him a house and a wife and probably to teach him a trade, whatever it is. Deimach Soyre Asheyef Saloy. After that, there's chaimesh. After that, there's maisa. And the minimum is to give a third of a shekel every year, which I think works out to about a fifth of a gram of silver. I don't know how much silver is worth nowadays, but it's a minor amount. And the minhag was to go around davening with a tzedakah box for the aniyim, so that people should be able to give a penny a day, and then they would certainly have their minimal chiyuv of tzedakah.
It's about 32p a gram.
Okay, so. Okay, 32p a gram and 28 grams. And okay, so you can work it out. It's not very much if you give a penny a day, probably over a month or two, even without Shabbos, you'll be yaitza. Okay, so there is also an inyan. If someone is very poor and he hasn't even got a meal to eat, you have to give him at least a fig. You can't just send him away depressed with nothing at all. Okay, there are 8 mailos in tzedakah, which is from Sifvov. The Shulchan Aruch is really bringing it straight from the Rambam. The biggest maila is if your friend is falling. I don't care how much he usually has, but right now he's falling. And it's vehechzakta. If you can either give him a loan or a present, or just do business with him, taking him on as a shutter for something in one of your projects, that is vehechzakta, and that is the highest level. The next level is if the giver doesn't know who's receiving and the recipient does not know who's giving. If you can't do this by yourself, the next stage is do it through a gabbat stocker. The gabbat stocker should be like Rav Chanina ben Tradioin, which means a very honest person, and it also means he's a Talmud Chochem and knows how to give out the money, who needs what and who comes first, etc. The next stage is like Mar Ukva. He would drop the money in their letterbox and dash off. So even though he knows who the recipient is, but the recipient doesn't have to go through the embarrassment of knowing who the giver is. The next stage is, like I think it was Rav Acha, he used to sling the money behind his back and let the aniyim come and take it, so they knew who they're getting from, but he doesn't know who he's giving to. He would like take a false glimpse every so often, just so the ganovim shouldn't also take money, but that's also a maila. That's the third or maybe fourth maila. The next one is that you should give to the oni before he even asks. You know he's coming around for something. Just don't make him ask. You know he's got something coming up. His wife's in hospital. He can't cover the costs. He's got whatever it is. So before he asks, just give him. The next one is to give to sheyitein loy kuro'ui acha sheyishal. He asked, give him a nice nasina. The next one is you should give him it give him less than he's really asking for, but give it b'seva ponim yofos. The last stage that the Rambam brings is if you give it to him with a miserable face. Now that's one thing about giving it with a miserable face, but there's an earlier se'if in Hilchos Tzedakah that if you actually give it to him very disgruntledly and very angrily, so not only are you oivon loisa amitz levolchon layera levolchon, you actually lose the schar. You know, you can pay for the milk in all the Bote Medrash, and you're a wonderful person. It's a big chesed. People are drinking coffee and having koyach to learn and being socializing in a shul, in a mokum kodesh. It's a wonderful mitzvah. But there's a bigger thing. The Gemara says it's better to whiten your teeth, to smile at people, and be mekabel and save upon him yofis, than it is to drink him milk. So if you walk around smiling at everybody, you're actually doing a bigger chesed to society than donating milk to all the local shuls. Okay. It's a good thing. Yes, it's cheaper, but sometimes it's more difficult because we all have our parnosa and family and health issues which do drag us down sometimes. It's cheaper, but it's a person has to invest a lot more effort. It's cheaper money-wise. Yeah, now there is, at the end, having said all of this, and if you go through the Torah, the Beis Yosef, and on all the Mepharshim, you see all the nice Kalim and the Rambam, that all of this is, the more private you can be, the better off you are, the more schar you're going to get in Olam Haba, the less busha the Oni has. That is the main theme going through these levels of tzedakah. However, the Ramad does mention a Rajba that says Mefarsimim Oisei Mitzvah. There's probably a name on Aron HaKodesh behind where I'm standing. I'm standing in back to Aron HaKodesh because that's the Minigan Klal Yisrael, and it's been so since the Nevi'im, although it's a bit painful to turn you back on Aron HaKodesh, but you could probably see who it is. Now, the reason for this is Mefarsimim Oisei Mitzvah. There's two reasons. One reason is that if the person who donated the chandelier would like to move that chandelier to a different shul, or a bigger shul, or from the Ezra Snoshim to the Ezra Skvarim. So his name is on there. We didn't forget who donated it, and he may still reserve the rights to remove it. Not always, very complicated dinim. Another reason is Mefarsim Moisei Mitzvah. People see that, and they have, he'll have cheshek to give again because his name is up there and he's getting respected for it. Other people, reputable people, will come forward and also donate things because they'll see someone's name. So having gone through the whole Rambam, we cannot forget the Rashba that does say Mefarsim Moisei Mitzvah. At the end of the day, each one has to work out his level of Mitoch Shaloi Lishma Ba Lishma. Sometimes there's a beautiful thing. There's a library was donated in Yeshiva Smir. And 2 years later, or a year or two later, the one who donated the library said, if you want, you can take my name off the plaque and resell it to someone else. So there is an inyan of, you know, Mamash L'Shem Shamayim, he put his name on there just so that other people should get cheshik to also give, but not because he wanted any major respect for it. And if you need the spot again, you can sell it to somebody else. Okay, now the list of the reason that we're giving that tzedakah for. So pikuach nefesh is obviously at the top of the list, which is doicha kol ha'torah kol except for the gimel chamuras. So if somebody is in a life-threatening situation and money can redeem him from that, leisamad adam reyacha, pikuach nefesh will be the top tzedakah. We'll see later, even though a Talmud Chacham may come way before an Amar Oretz, and even a Talmud Chacham having a lavish, to a certain extent, to having an abundance of food, will come before an Amar Oretz who's quite hungry. However, if the Amar Oretz is going to be dying, then the Pikuach Nefesh will always come first. The next one is Pidyon Shvuim. Now, often Pidyon Shvuim is pikuach nefesh because they can torture them, they can starve them, they can hit them, they can do anything to them. So Pidyon Shvuim is sometimes pikuach nefesh. But even when Pidyon Shvuim is not pikuach nefesh, there used to be a slave market years ago, and there are still people nowadays in prison. It's Pidyon Shvuim. It's not always pikuach nefesh. It depends what he's going in for and which prison he's going to. So Pidyon Shvuim would be the next stage of Hilchos Tzedakah. It's very high up. The next thing is to marry off Yesoimos. And it's funny, a girl is not Mitzvah in Puruvu. However, Yesoimos will come before Yesoimim. Because Yesoimim, it's easier for them to knock on doors to work things out. But Yesoimos will be the next one to marry off. And Yesoimos is a very high level of Tzedakah. The next one is, there's a story in Yerushalmi of somebody was leading somebody through the town and showing him all these beautiful shuls and bote medrash that his family built. And the other one turned around to him and said to him, didn't they have any poor schoolboys who couldn't afford school fees? Or any aniyim ba'ashpa, like aniyim who didn't have money for bikacholim, for their medical expenses? Why were you giving so? Why were you building fancy shuls? So from there we learn that to pay a child's school fees or to pay bikacholim money is higher than building a shul or a base medrash. Some say all aniyim come before building a shul. One thing's for sure that everybody says a Talmud Chacham, supporting Talmidei Chachamim in learning, comes before building a shul. Dvar Mitzvah is a big kula, because really Hilchos Tzedakah should be Matnas Aniyim. It's only because we hold that you're not Mamash Chayev al Pi Halacha to give Maisa, therefore, it's a Minug, and therefore, and you should be Mataneda if you are, and therefore we are allowed to do Divrei Mitzvah with our Maisa Geld. But Dvar Mitzvah is much later. Kirov Rechoikim, all these kind of things, all very, very important things. Tzorchei Amcha Merubim. But let's go through the stages of the... I do want to mention, if we're talking about school fees, and giving donations to schools that are having major difficulties for whatever reason, maybe a Rebbe has been made redundant, and they did or didn't sign a contract, and they owe him £300,000 from his 30-year stay, and they're trying to get out of it, but they might not be able to if the Rabbonim pass can otherwise. Yeah, the schools are broke and sometimes, and they do need money. Now, if you pay a child's school fees, the Gemara says that a Rebbe comes first. If a Rebbe and a father are in prison, let's say, and the child can only... By the mafia and the forest, and the child can only redeem one of them, his Rebbe comes first. His father only brought him into this world, but his Rebbe brings him into the next world. The halacha says, it's in Hilchos Talmud Torah, not in Hilchos Tzedakah, the halacha does say that if his father paid school fees, his father comes first. It's from a Sefer Chassidim, the Ramah, and the Shach bring it, and if I remember right, it's the Shach that even brings more. Even if a stranger stepped in and paid school fees, that stranger will be first before the Rebbe and before the father. So it's really choshev to pay a child's school fees or make donations to schools, Yiddish schools that are teaching Torah to Yiddish children. It's a very, very chashuva tzedakah.
Girls,
there's a Gemara in the Dorim about being megadol your girls to Talmud Torah, to teaching girls Talmud Torah. Girls teaching them Torah, and especially there were situations that they would wind up in goyish schools and who knows what next. And it is also a very chashuva thing to keep them Jewish, probably because nevesh pidin shvuin. Okay. The next stage is tzedakah le'aniyim. Feeding will come before, if there's not enough money in the kitty, feeding would come before clothing. A woman would come before a woman, before a man, as we said before, even to marry off a yesoima. However, the mission and the end of Horius, if we're talking about pikuach nefesh and hatzalah, then a man who's chayv mitzvah seisha hazman groma will come before a woman. But if we're not talking about anyone dying, a man can knock on doors, he could find his way, get some mazonos in shul, and a man will sort himself out, but a woman, not. Okay, we'll go a little bit further. I'm going to leave a lot of things out. I'm going to leave out Mumma because I want to put him at the end of the list of after Amar Oretz, which is in Reish Nun Aleph. And I'm going to, in Reish Nun Aleph, we'll talk about the Korvas Mishpacha. The Torah says, Mi besarcha leitis alam. Of course, your wife comes first because you've signed the Kodesh prenup that's called Ksuba, and she's chayv five things to you, you're chayv 10 things to her, so she comes first. So do any children in those days up to the age of 6 that they log on with their mother's Ksuba. The next people are your parents. Your parents actually come before your children. It's true, tovei ma'era, to somebody who feeds his parents from his tzedakah money. However, if they mamash haven't got, if he hasn't got any other money, then he may feed them from his tzedakah money, and they even come before his grown-up children. His children come next, after his parents. His brothers come next. His brothers from his father's side, come before brothers from his mother's side, and so forth in Hilchus Yerusha, Korav Koidim, your own family, but your wife's family also are called Krovim. After that, Aniye Besoy, you may have all kinds of workers or Yosomim that you've grown up in your house. After that comes Shchenoi. And after that, your neighbors in your neighborhood. And next come the people in your town. The next people are the Aniye Eretz Yisrael. So if it's a question whether to give money here in Golders Green or to give money to Manchester, Eretz Yisrael is Koidim. Where does the Talmud Chochem come in, Rabbi Akiva? To Aniye Iracheres. Yeah, I don't know, Stanfordhill, if you're all called one town, and I don't know if you have an Erev or not, or I'm not getting... You're all under the same base, then. I don't know. Yeah, anyway, at the end of the day, if there's not enough, so you give other towns. Of course, Yidden, we're all one, Klal Yisrael, doesn't make a difference where you're from. So your neighbor comes first, your ear comes first, and after that, before any Orim Acherim, Eretz Yisrael comes first. After that, other Orim. Now, where does the Talmud Chochem come in? Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, straight after your family, Talmud Chochem comes before Talmud Chochem, wherever he is in the world. It could be in Uganda or Geneva. A Talmud Chochem will come before your Shechenim. That is Rabbi Akiva Eger. It is true that in the Pesachei Tshuva, he'll bring other people, that maybe the Shechenim or even the Ir come before a Talmud Chochem. There are opinions. Probably Rabbi Akiva Eger is the most powerful opinion. So a Talmud Chochem does come. The Shulchan Aruch comes out, the Kesef Mishnah, who is the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch comes out, that a Talmud Chochem might even be before your father, if he's your Rebbe, for sure. And unless if your father is also a little bit of a Talmud Chochem or something. However, the Shach that Ashkenazim usually will go with will say that your father will come first, even if he is not a Talmud Chochem at all, he will come before Talmidei Chachamim. We also, the Gaboi Tzedakah, will usually turn to relatives and try and, in those days, force, in our days, persuade them to support first, whether it's Pidgin Shvuin or Achnasas Kala or Bikur Cholim or school fees or anything else. Okay, there are a few other dinim, but I would like to proceed in the Seder, the next Seder. Oviv. Oviv comes before according to Shach, even if he's not a Talmud Chochem, before other people, before Talmidei Chachamim. If your father is a Talmud Chochem, then he comes first, L'chol Adeus. Rabbi, As we said before, maybe Rabbi comes before your father, maybe he comes after your father. There's Rabbi Sharov Talmudim Imenu, there's a Poshta Rav, like we said, if he wasn't taking any money to teach you Torah. The next thing is a Talmud Chochem. And the halacha says, Eishes Chove Kechove. So this Talmud Chochem died 50 years ago, and he's got an almona. She will come first. Next come Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, in this Seder, Cholol, Shtuki, Asufi, Mamza, Nosin, Ger, Eved Meshuchra. Yeah, I like these signs that say, Vahavtemes HaGer, and they're trying to persuade you to give money to Ger. They're quite funny, because really Ger is almost at the end of a line, and a Talmud Chochem comes way before there. This is a Mishnah in Horius, and a Gemara, and Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, and all the way down all the Rishonim. There's nobody who argues. As we said before, if the Amoretz, it also depends on how needy people are. If in the Amoretz is in desperate need and the Talmud Chochem is managing, then the Amoretz may come first, especially if he's going to die. It's not an Avera to give your money to an Amoretz. Just because he is, let's call him a non-religious Jew or something, there's no Avera to give him money. Which takes us to the sugya of Mumma. Somebody who is a mumma lahachis, meaning he has in front of him kosher meat and non-kosher meat, and he prefers to take the non-kosher meat. It's the same price, it's the same arm's length, or whatever. So he is a mumma lahachis. Somebody who has converted out of this religion is a mumma lahachis. He loses his right completely to pidin shvuin or any form of tzedakah. He is no longer called your brother. He can come back if he wants. There is procedure. But right now, he has lost his rights. Now, even if he was a mumma lahachis one time, he's got a din of a mumma lahachis and he lost his rights. However, there is a mumma, something called a mumma l'teyavoin. We all have our weaknesses. And the mumma l'teyavoin is the fellow who just is desperate for a certain kind of seafood. He likes the way the cockroaches crunch in his mouth and swallowing their dangling legs. So he is a mumma, he just can't resist. I'm sorry, I tried to use something that none of you will ever have a tie before. He just can't resist every time he sees it. Okay, so he's a mumma l'teyavoin. The Shulchan Aruch Ramah are all paskening that there is no chiyuv to be poida him in pidyon shvuin or be mefarnes him. Some are mechalek between being mefarnes and being poida. However, there is a kesef mishnah that says only if he's a roya behim a daka, meaning that b'shat nefesh, he's just not makpid on geneva. They call it kleptomaniac because psychologists give good excuses to people who do avarice. But whatever he is, he just raises his sheep in other people's fields with no conscience whatsoever, and he does it all the time. So then even the Rambam is moida, that there's no chiyuv to be poida him. Yeah, so when you have pidyon shvuin, 100% pidyon shvuin, for what? For a girl who became a Muslim and married a Muslim man and now she's in trouble, like anyone who does Averis gets in trouble already in Olam Hazeh, eventually in Olam Haba, even worse, and now she's got a few children from him. So that is not pidyon shvuin, because she is a mumma, probably lahachis, she's a mumma lechol dovah, she's a meshumedes, and there's no chiyuv to save her. Her children are tinoikis shenish, but there probably is a chiyuv to save. However, be careful that you don't plant them in a social status that they'll never make it, and they've got cousins in the Arab villages and they're fluent in Arabic, and you don't want spies in your system. Al-Kopponim, that is not, there is actually no chiyuv. It's quite sad for her, but there is no chiyuv. She's got a din of a mumma l'teyavoin, and there will be no chiyuv to be poida her.
In that case, it'll be also, because then you're taking the money away from other stuff.
Yeah, it depends if there's enough in the kitty. If you it's not always also if you're taking away from other stockers. There is a din kadima if there's money in the kitty. If you took away and used the money for a different stocker, then it's not embezzlement. He hasn't stolen anything. He's just missed the system. If you give money to somebody who's rich, then you've stolen from the aniyim. There is an interesting din, if we're just looking for interesting things to keep you excited till we finish. If somebody has Mosayim Zuz, which the post can say to mean he has enough money for a whole year's upkeep for himself and all of his people who are relying on him, all his dependents, so then he's not allowed to take tzedakah. So what about if he sets out in those days on a mission and he's to collect money? And he got his Mosayim Zuz in the first town or two. So the Poskim, the Rishonim, and the Ramah brings, he can go on collecting, it's the next siman, he can go on collecting until the end of his journey. There is, I think, the Aruz HaRuach says, only the towns he was planning to collect from. So even though he does have Mosaim, Zuz already has enough with upkeep his whole family for a year, because he's in on this entourage from Poland to South Africa, wherever it was. So he can go on collecting everywhere, or at least all the places he planned to collect, and can come home with a few years upkeep. That's an interesting din. Yeah, but there is usually somebody who does have enough is not allowed to take charity, just like he can't collect leket shikon peah, and he can't collect maise oni. The idea of a year's upkeep came from leket shikon peah and maise oni, which used to be a yearly thing, which people would get once a year, and that's where this came from, that they're allowed to take enough for an upkeep a whole year, and they measured it in those days as Masayim Zuz. But later down the generations, the Rishonim, the Rishonim and in Shulchan Aruch is a year's upkeep. Have I gone over time?
Excuse me, before you conclude, can you touch on the question of whether you should give a pound to one Mashulach, or whether you should give a relatively paltry sum of 20p to each
it depends. It depends on the situation. There is an inyan in the Rambam of giving a to many aniyim. On the other hand, if your rabbi is making a wedding and you decide you want to give him an envelope with a sizable amount because you're not supposed to be paying the rabbi's salary from your tzedakah money, and you decide you want to give the rabbi a nice bakovadika amount, so then of course you will. And if chas v'sholom a relative is in hospital and they can't afford the medicines and the private doctors and the who knows, the transport and who knows what else, so then of course you can give a big amount to somebody who is close by. So it really depends on the situation.
So Mishalachim,
you also have to be careful not to insult them. Whatever is the minimum amount that people are giving, it would seem that it is better to give to the minimum amount to many of them. Now, another thing you might want to take into account is, I don't want to use the word faker for a yid who feels he has to go collecting money, but some of them are collecting for, you can see on them, they're collecting for much more important causes than others. You would rather support a family with 15 children than a family of 2 children who have a higher lifestyle. You would rather support an aguna or than somebody who has some kind of a... Each one has his priorities. So it would seem that it is better. But let me finish with a nice Rambam. I wonder if you have to give that crispy note or shiny penny to the Oni, because the Rambam says, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskens, somebody who wants to be zeicha for himself, he should yochuf yitzroi hara, v'yarchiv yodoi, open his hand, and the chol dovah shehu l'shem shemaim yeh mehatoi v'hayofa. You're doing a mitzvah shem shemaim, it should be from the best. Im bono beis tefillah, if you're building a shul, yeh no mi beis yeshivoso. Make sure that the carvings on the Aron HaKodesh are nicer than the carvings on your foreign shelves at home. You're feeding a hungry person, give him the best portion on the table. You're clothing him. The mashulach's knocked on your door and it's pouring rain and he hasn't got a coat. And he didn't bring a coat because he comes from a hot country. Give him your best coat. Not your Shabbos coat, your Yom Tov coat. That's what it says over here. Hikdish dova yakdish mehayofa shebenachosov. V'chein u'oime kol chelev lashem. That you're supposed to give the best to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I've always wondered over the years, if you have a shinier coin, should you be giving that one to the tzedakah? Certainly if you have one that's a little bit squashed and dirty, you should be mechaber the mitzvah. You can buy the same stuff in the store with it, but should you be giving the shiny, or is that only a tasty portion, a good coat? Another thing is, if you give him your frack and he's got a short jacket, he won't be able to use it. So you also have to take that into account. You're going to give him a very fancy brand name, then he'll not necessarily know what to do with it. So you take that into account also. But the idea is you are supposed to be giving the best to the aniyim. So maybe... Okay, thank you for hearing me. I brought some sparring if anyone wants.